You're listening to SBS News.
Three sprawling housing estates on the edge of Toulouse are home to around 30,000 people, and they're considered to be among the poorest urban neighbourhoods in southern France. But each morning, from Monday to Friday, they're taking part in an extraordinary social experiment. The two main schools on the estates had the worst educational achievement record in Haute-Garonne, the department or county that includes France's fourth biggest city, Toulouse. By 7 a.m, the bus stop is full of children between the ages of 11 to 15 who've got up to catch their school bus, and they're driven to prosperous city centre schools every weekday. 17 buses take the children to 11 different schools. On each one is a social worker who mediates between parents and the school. On one bus, Launia Bengoutaib ensures there was military-style discipline on board, ordering hoodies off, phones silent, and seatbelts fastened for the 45-minute ride. She's been part of the busing project since it began 4 years ago.
It's great. The kids have got used to it. They've integrated well in their new schools and made new friends outside of their estates. They're very fortunate.
About 95% of the residents of Bellefontaine, La Reynerie and Mirail come from immigrant backgrounds, mainly from North and West Africa. Georges Méric is the county president for Haute-Garonne.
Social inclusion provides a better way for these kids to succeed at school. In a republic, it means integrating these ghettos with the rest of French society and ensuring that there are citizens whose lives are not socially predetermined.
At the Michelet School in the city centre, which has taken in around 70 children from the suburbs, two police officers are explaining the dangers of social media to the class. Before the busing started, the dropout rate for children from the estates after the brevet, the French diploma for 15-year-olds, was close to 50%. It's now below 6%, and the grades of pupils from the estates have risen by close to 15%. 11-year-old Kenza says her grades improved, as having an hour allocated to do homework in school helps her.
In my old school, they were a lot less strict. But here my work is checked more.
Teaching staff say parents on the estate are also paying more attention to their kids' education now that they've changed school. Maxence and Soumier Arsi, originally from Morocco, live on an estate where more Arabic is spoken on the streets than French. They have six children, and Maxence says his 13-year-old son Adam is doing well.
He is studying better than before. It should happen more often because this is good for them, for their education. He'll improve his culture.
As many as 130 parent-teacher meetings were held before the busing project was launched, and schools that accepted bused-in children received financial incentives. In all, the project has cost $85 million. Now, several other cities and towns across France, from Strasbourg to Montpellier, have been encouraged by the results in Toulouse and are launching their own initiatives to encourage greater social integration in schools. Alan Lee, SBS News.